Find a spot where you're comfortable. Sit down or lay down. Make yourself really comfortable in the best possible position. Now take a deep breath in and out. Take another deep breath in and out. And with the out breath, you feel all the stress, tension, heat. Just leave your body, just let it go. Think of a bar opening up from your tailbone all the way up your spinal column to the top of your head. And feel that bar running up and down, feel the energy. And it's going through your whole body. And then you have another bar opening up from your shoulder, from left to right. And what you're doing right now is you're forming a cross symbol. Now this cross symbol has nothing to do with religion. It stands for conscious man. The vertical bar stands for the connection with the earth and the universe. And the horizontal bar is connecting you with humanity. Now feeling this cross symbol, you can put it in the back of your body. Feel it move to the back of your body. Emphasize it being in the back of your body. Feel the strength and the support of this cross symbol, having your back. Now leaning into it, sinking into it. Every time you do this, every time you think of this cross symbol and move the energy to the back of your body, you're putting yourself into the witness position. If you're in it, it's a drama. When you witness it, it's a comedy. When you're in the front of your body, you're prone to taking on other people's emotions or to give yourself away to others or to act from guilt or feeling responsible. But being in the back of your body, you're in a state of observation. You're in a state of choice. You cannot change who you are, but you can change the body to do it in style. So if you're sensitive, you still might feel certain things. You still might feel your body respond. But observing it from this place gives you power, gives you strength. Now feel this cross symbol really strongly. Feel the energy run up and down your spinal column and over your shoulders. And then put in a big, shiny diamond in the middle. It's a flashy diamond and it goes underneath your neck between your shoulder blades. And what the diamond does is opening up that horizontal bar even stronger. Immediately it opens up that top part of your heart chakra. And this is where the energy of unconditional love comes. So when you act from this level, you act from a place of the highest level of love. Now feeling this cross symbol, each time you think of your spinal column, in Eastern medicine, they say that in your spinal column is where your vitality lives, where your energy lives. So each time you think of it, you're energizing and empowering yourself, building your immunity, building your vitality levels. Each time you think of your cross symbol, what it does, it aligns your chakras. All the chakras instantly align just by thinking of your cross symbol. It's incredibly powerful. Now, what you can do is extend the cross symbol into the earth. The moment you do that, it will go as far and as deep as your subconscious allows you to. Some people will go a couple of meters. Some people will go straight to the core of the earth. I want you to go as far as you feel it wants to go. And the moment it stops, I want you to hook in that cross symbol as if it has roots. Just hook it in there. And the moment you've hooked it in there, you've connected with the earth on a conscious level. The earth loves to connect with you. The earth has a beautiful personal signature and it knows you. The moment you connect with the earth instantly, it will give you all it asks for. So in this moment, you ask the earth to just send you whatever energy you need the most, any replenishment that you might need. And the earth loves to give this to you, whether it's vitamins, minerals, nutrients, whether it's just pure grounding love. Feel that the energy now is being pushed up, pulled up into your spinal column, almost like a straw. You're drinking it from the earth. It's an easy movement. It goes into your spinal column, drinking it in now, up, 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 into your shoulders. And you feel your whole cross symbol starts to emanate in energy, starts to really gain in energy and strength. You feel the cross symbol really drinking this in deeply, and it becomes even stronger. Now from this place, you can just let it flow into the rest of your body. The earth gives freely and effortlessly, and you feel the energy now deeply into your lungs, flows into your tummy, your legs, your arms, and you drink in that energy from the earth. You might see a color when this energy comes up. Whatever comes up for you is perfect in this moment. And you might even hear what it is that the earth is sending you. Might be a word, might be a mineral or a vitamin. Just whatever comes up, trust that that's what your body needs right now. And then you put a big smile in your heart, because there's nothing better in your life than to receive. And to help receive, when you put a big smile in your heart, your brain actually thinks you're happy. Scientifically proven, when you think of a smile or put a smile on your face, even if you don't feel happy, your brain and your body start to believe that you are and start to act on it. So each time you put a smile in your heart, you're receiving this energy to an even deeper level. You're giving your body permission to heal, to receive, to absorb. Now, whilst the earth is still sending these beautiful energy levels up to you, you're extending the cross symbol now into the universe. This time you extend it higher, higher, higher. Again, some people will go a few meters above their head. Some people will go straight into the universe. I'd like for you to follow the energy exactly to where it stops. And this is where you connect with the universal energy, whether you call it your soul guides, your angels, your wiser self, your higher self, just universal wisdom, it doesn't matter. Whatever works for you. The moment you hook in there, immediately, you feel this energy whoosh come down like a waterfall. With the highest level of unconditional love, it's pouring down now. It comes straight into your mind, your head, releasing you of any useless thoughts, stress, tension, moving down now into your sinuses, releasing any cold into your jaw, releasing any tension, into your beautiful rest of your body, your throat, your lungs, your tummy, your hips, your legs, your arms. Whatever doesn't serve you, you just push it out your fingertips, your toes and your feet into the earth. Each breath you take in, you're taking in this healing connection from above, and each breath you release, you let go of whatever doesn't serve you. The earth is more than happy to take it from you. Now feeling that whilst your body is getting lighter and more open, and see all that liquid or toxins or energy that you don't need any longer go into the earth. At the same time, you're now replenishing yourself with a very high frequency from above, filling you up with the highest levels of healing, love, trust, and it pours into your body and you're drinking it in like a sponge, drinking it deeply in every cell and every core of your body. Now feeling this energy, replenishing you, healing you, aligning you, you can now feel that you bring those two sources into your heart. Now from your heart chakra, you're going to check how many lines have you still standing out. And what I mean by that is, where are you still with your energy? What are the thoughts of the day that you might still feel or still have an impact on you? It might be people from work. It might be people in your family. It doesn't matter. I'm asking you a question now and your mind instantly knows the answer. How many lines have you still got standing out? What means, where are you still with your energy? Where are you still hanging out? It might be a project at work. Might be number 7 come up, number 10, might be 100. However many lines are standing out, I'd love for you to pull them back into your body. Only your own energy. What you're doing now is you're asking your subconscious mind and your body to draw back the energy that was yours that got outside of the body by thinking of someone or something else. I want you to claim that energy back into your body, back into your cross symbol. I want you to really feel it come back, pour back, flow back. And when you do that, you can pick a big sword and cut the last lines that are standing out. You just cut them. The moment you cut those lines, whether it's 3, 4, 10, or 100, you feel that you're just, with each cut, feel each line jump back into your body like a big energy whoosh. Immediately you feel the strength come back into your body. If it's hard to cut a line, don't think about it. Just get a big Star Wars laser out. Just whatever works for you in your mind's eye that really just breaks it. And if it's hard still, you just say, disconnect now, and it will do it for you. Mind over matter. The moment it did that, you're back in your body. Now your cross symbol is even stronger. You feel it still in the back of your body. And what you do now is you feel the energy, the sources of the earth and the universe now, pouring still into your heart. You're bringing that energy together. Now pouring that energy into your heart, it's emanating, it's really coming together. And it keeps emanating, it keeps pushing itself into your heart in a beautiful sun. It starts to extend itself outwards, frontwards, backwards, upwards, downwards. It starts to really push itself. And what you're doing is you've plugged yourself like a phone into the universe, into the earth, and you have recharged yourself. But now what you're doing is you can overflow yourself. With these very high frequencies, you push these energies out, frontwards, backwards, sidewards. And in doing this, you really feel that now whatever doesn't serve your body is releasing the body for good. You're putting yourself in this very high frequency from these natural sources, the earth and the universe. Now, knowing that you are in a very high frequency, you know that whatever had a low frequency around you, within you, whether it was emotions or stress or tension, there's no place for a low frequency when you emanate from this high frequency. So you instantly let it go. You kind of seal this feeling, kind of as big as your auric field, as big as your arms can stretch out. You now make a transparent layer just around you like a bubble. And you create this bubble. Still the earth and the universe is pouring in that love and light. And you just keep shining out your light, pushing beyond that bubble what doesn't serve you. And you decide who comes into your bubble. This is pure and energy alignment where you are in the highest frequency possible, feeling happy, feeling aligned, feeling connected. Now you put that big, big smile in your heart. And you thank the beautiful earth, you thank the beautiful universe for connecting with you, recharging you. And you feel one more time that cross symbol, that powerful cross symbol that teaches you to be more in the witness, to be more in the now, to observe. And each time you do that, you feel more power come back into you, your life, your situations. And life becomes fun. So one big smile in your head now, one big smile in your tummy, and a huge smile in your heart. And then whenever you're ready, you start to move your fingers, wiggle your toes, and then put in one wish in the universe, one intent that you would love to manifest in the next week or maybe months. Put it out there right now, might even be today. What is your biggest wish, your biggest intent? Just put it out and immediately you know that it's planted into the universe, it will come true. And with a big smile and with deep gratitude, you open up your eyes. Welcome back and have a wonderful day.